Be'ez Hashem, we're learning the topic of Ben, a son, in Shin 163. And specifically, the first piece is Chinuch HaBen Al Pi Darkoi. When it comes to educating a son, and the next topic is Bas, his daughter, so let's focus here, according to the Pel Yoitz's conversation here on the son, which the same point does apply to a daughter, but we're focusing now on the son. It's important to take the talents of one's son and bring them out to the greatest degree, as opposed to stifling the son and bending him in a way that he's not supposed to be there. The pasuk says, "Chanech l'nar al pi darkoi," with a vav, according to his derech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that son, that child, with his derech, with his makeup. Now, it doesn't mean, of course, that the child should be running in any direction he wants. Every parent has to direct the child, his son, in the correct approach of Torah mitzvahs. Ki yesh mitzvah sa'av ala aben, lisnaig imoy al pishonov, ulefimidoisov, ulefidaita shil aben, ulefitzayosho. There are mitzvah sa'av ala aben, a father to a son. The father has to make sure the son has what to eat and to direct him the proper approach, shalo yechte, that the child, the son, should not do averus. Now listen to these words. A parent, a father, a mother, they have to have tremendous patience. Savlonus gedoylo. Yisera, extra patience when it comes to children. And at times go in the middle path. And sometimes you have to make sure you don't refrain from what it's called giving musr. And then other times, lo yasr yois midai, but don't go overboard with the musr. Vlo yikatsi b'mokim shroi laharich. And don't shorten your conversation at a time and place where you should talk longer about a topic. Vlo yarich b'mokim shroi lekatsi. But don't go overboard at a time and place where you should be makatsa, say shorter. He doesn't say the words over here, the Pel Yoitz, but I want to just add something. Tfila. We need tremendous siyat d'shmaya. Tremendous siyat d'shmaya to know when to say something, to know when not to say something, to know how to say something. Daven to Hashem, and daven to Hashem to the point that tears come out and pour down your face. Daven to Hashem with such tefillos like this, for the success of your children, for the success that you go on the proper path of Torah mitzvahs. We learned previously, earlier, a couple days ago, on the Gemara and Brachas, in the Omid Yom Yishir, what should a person do if he sees his tefillos have not been answered? What should a person do? So he said a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Chav Zayin, the last pasuk, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yam Sibecha, V'kaveh El Hashem. The Gemara says, if you see your tefillos aren't being answered, you know what you should do? You daven again. You continue davening. Always daven for the success of your children. You know, they say the famous story that a person came to the stiplers at Tzal, and this later years, when Ruchaim Kinyevsky, Zechet Tzad of Racha, was already a Talmud Chacham, a known Talmud Chacham. And they asked, the father asked, when should a parent, at what point does he stop davening for the success of his son in learning? So the Bible says, I still daven for my son. I still daven for Ruchaim's success. Could you imagine the tefillos of the stipler? For the Reb Chaim, for his son Reb Chaim. So this is what the Pele Yotz is teaching us. He's teaching us over here. We have to make sure we say Musa to the child at the right time, at the right place, with the right amount of measurement. The same way, lahavdil, because it's not like baking a cake, raising children. But the same way, you had to put the right amount of ingredients, the right amount of sugar, right amount of eggs, and everything else that goes into a cake. And if you put too much, it's not going to come out right. Too little, it's not going to come out right. So how are you going to know how much to say? So we have to dive into Hashem for Siyat Hashemai. We have to dive into Hashem that Hashem should guide us. That doesn't mean we can't read up on books and we can't ask advice. But the number one key point over here is savlonus, is patience. When children see that you have patience with them, they'll come to respect you on that. But if children will see that there's nothing they can say to their parent, there's no patience, it creates a distance as opposed to a relationship of closeness. This is the first point you want to suggest over here from the Pele Yotz. Chinuch ha-ben al-pi darkoi.